Hey guys, this is Shauna Leigh from Selling the City the Hawaiian Way. I hope you guys had an amazing weekend and you're super pumped for Monday. So as we move from winter into spring season very shortly, we are preparing and prepping our sellers to make sure that they have everything that they need so that they can launch on market at the right time. Today's episode is called, Is It the Broker or Is It the Market? And this is for everybody that is a first-time seller. If you've purchased before and you've never sold a home before, this is like a really good, useful guide for you, helping you to understand what questions you should ask, helping you to understand exactly what mindset that you should be in and why you should ask particular questions. Now, is it great that your friend Susie sent you over a referral from some other company that they used and they had a good experience? Yes, it is. That's wonderful. You want that. However, what I recommend is I always recommend that everybody interviews at least 3 to 4 different brokers. The reason why you wanna interview 3 or 4 different brokers is so that you can compare and contrast everybody. You know, people think that just because you come from a particular brokerage, that there's a certain standard on where you hold your business. But that is not true. Given that we are all individual contractors, we set our schedule, we choose how we want to run our business, and we choose how we want to do everything. We just happen to be affiliated with a name brokerage in order to make sure that we have certain marketing initiatives that are paid for, or we have brand recognition that's really helpful. They have other reasons to incentivize brokers, but that doesn't necessarily have a direct tie to the person that you're hiring. Just because you hire somebody from a top brokerage doesn't mean that they're gonna give you top results, because maybe they don't have the track record, or maybe they don't have as much experience. So it's kind of understanding what goes into certain questions that you need to ask when you meet with various brokers so that you have a better understanding as to how they're gonna market and sell your apartment. Because essentially, this is one of the biggest events of your life. Yes, purchasing was a really big event, but it's even bigger when you're selling, because now you either have a mortgage to pay off, or there could be money left on the table that if you would have had a different broker who marketed a different way, you could have made more money. So selling your apartment is a very big decision, and you want to know what questions to ask and why to ask them. So the first question that you want to ask is, you want to know what their track record is. Track record is important because you can't give your apartment to somebody who's somewhat new in the industry. Not unless they're working on a team and their head broker is overseeing them. Only because there's so many different nuances to marketing an apartment and selling an apartment, particularly in New York City with the whole condo, co-op, board package, all this wonderful structure that we have. Having somebody who has the experience is really important. And not only is it important to have experience, but you want to know the track record of how many of their deals is seller representative versus buyer representative. Now, the reason why I say that is because the seller representative is completely different than representing a buyer. Whenever a realtor represents a buyer, we're guiding, we're helping them to figure out what they want. We're helping them to envision what their future is going to be like for the next 5 to 7 years. We're helping to listen to their needs and then trying to find a really good apartment that's going to suit what we think their life is going to be and how it's going to make their life happy within that period of time. We're not necessarily selling anything. I think working buyers is super fun, because I don't feel like I'm not selling anything at all. I'm advising, I'm guiding, I'm figuring things out, I'm asking the right questions, and then trying to be able to decipher between the questions and what is currently in the market, is there anything that fits that? It's like a matchmaker. But when I'm representing a seller, I need to look at it from a strategic place. I am looking at who's gonna be the buyers, what's the other apartments as competition, how can I make this apartment look as good as possible? Is there any history to this home? Is there any story that I can connect? Do we need any sort of staging? What is my idea and my plan so that this thing will sell and stand out compared to everything else that is possibly within that price point and within that area? And there is a very big plan that's involved, and it's not just take pictures and slap the pictures up on StreetEasy and call it a day. No, there's an actual marketing plan that's involved, which could sometimes include press, magazines. And you want to know how that person is going to essentially market and sell your apartment. And if they are a broker that is experienced in selling apartments, representing sellers, and you're a seller, that is a bigger indicator for you to have a lot more confidence in their ability to sell your apartment. And so even when you look at the track record, you want to break the track record down. How many units have you sold, and how many of them were buyer representative, and how many of them were seller representative? Another thing that you want to take a look at is, what is their marketing efforts and what is their marketing plan? Now, if they don't have a marketing plan yet, give them an opportunity to put one together. But never sign with anybody who does not have a marketing plan for you. Marketing is so important. You want to know, are they with the trend of social media? You want to understand, are they doing the old school marketing? Is it going to be a combination of the two? You want to know how they're going to market your apartment. Because if your apartment happens to be one out of 25 or maybe 30, and it all looks very similar, your apartment is not standing out. Yet at the same time, you're trying to ask for the most amount of money, that is not going to happen, because your apartment, again, is not standing out. So you want to make sure that whatever broker that you interview, that they are focusing on their marketing efforts and literally telling you all of the ways in which they are going to market your apartment. Another thing you want to consider is, do you think it's a good idea to stage my apartment? That's another question. You want to hear their opinion on it. Not every broker is going to tell you that you need to stage your apartment. Not every broker is going to agree with you when you say you feel like you don't need to stage your apartment. Always keep an open mind. If somebody feels like staging is necessary, be prepared for that. And ask them, why do you think staging is necessary? If they feel like staging isn't necessary, then ask them why. And the reason why you want to just kind of pick their brain and understand what's their plan is because then you can make a better decision on which broker that you should choose. Another question you want to ask is pricing. What do we think about pricing? And then they'll usually kick it back to you. Well, what were you thinking about pricing? Because we always want to try and understand what the seller is thinking. And sometimes our numbers and the seller's numbers are two completely different answers. But you'll have instances where you'll think that the price is X and then the broker will undercut the price. Sometimes that could be a pricing strategy. And so it just depends on what you guys agree upon and what type of strategy they end up going with in order to help you to sell the apartment. The last part is the most important part. I cannot stress this enough. Even within the brokerage industry, this part really annoys some of us because of the fact that you ask yourself, is this apartment not selling because of the market, or is this apartment not selling because of the broker? So what you want to understand is, you want to know, what is their availability for showings? Now, I'll give you a story. I had a client who flew in, just like one apartment, and they wanted to purchase it all cash. Only here, one day, one particular time, and I told the broker that this is what was happening, and they were super serious, and they're all cash. And the broker said, unfortunately, I am with other buyer clients that day. Now, mind you, unless the apartment is occupied, there are instances in which you can give permission for another broker to come into the building to take a look at the apartment without you there. Or you could have one of your colleagues do it. But there are other instances in which scheduling appointments to just see the apartment from the listing broker is so difficult that the question on is it the broker or is it the market definitely becomes, is it the broker? It's definitely the broker. Because if nobody gets in to see your apartment, you can't sell that apartment. You could have people teed up, ready to go, but if that broker isn't showing your apartment or making it very difficult to show your apartment, I don't care what time it is. I don't care if it's 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, as long as it's not some crazy time. If you have a broker that is going to try to accommodate all showings as much as possible or always find a way to show your apartment, that's a good broker. Because in this industry, there are a lot of brokers who make it very difficult to gain access to that apartment. And honestly, I really feel bad for a lot of sellers because I think to myself, if I'm a broker and I'm thinking about, wow, this is ridiculous, we could just put a deal together, I can only imagine how people feel as a seller, especially when you have your mortgage and your maintenance, and that's, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 out the door every single month because nobody's currently living in it. And knowing that, or rather not knowing that, your broker is not really showing the apartment because they're too busy trying to work a buyer and make sure that they close a buyer as opposed to closing your apartment. So you always, always, always want to know what is their availability for showings and how often are they going to show your apartment. Because if you end up getting a broker who makes it very difficult to show the apartment, it's going to be very difficult in order for you to sell your apartment. So that is just some insider information that I wanted to share with you from coming from a broker. If I were to interview brokers to sell my home and I didn't want to sell it myself, this is exactly the questions that I would ask them. And then at the end of the day, I would look at everybody and I would continue to make notes as I interview people, because you can't possibly remember every single detail on every single person. So keep notes and make sure that you have your pros and cons list, and then afterwards make a decision. Once you make a decision, everybody else that didn't get it, just tell them, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate, you know, the energy and effort that you put into putting a pitch presentation together, but unfortunately I decided to go with another broker. And that is it. And that is what you do to make sure that nobody continues to bother you after you've interviewed and you have selected your broker. So guys, I hope you found this to be extremely helpful. As I said, we are prepping right now for selling season. So if anybody is thinking about selling your apartment, please feel free to reach out to me. I will be more than happy to put together a pitch presentation for you and let you know how I can help you to sell your apartment as quickly and for the most amount of money as possible. And if you ever need anything or any advice in regards to real estate, please feel free to contact me. I am always a resource here for you. And so I hope you all have a wonderful week. And until next time, mahalo.